While most current debates about higher education revolve around rising tuition costs and lower post-graduation job opportunities, an ongoing fight over higher education has been playing out in the courts for almost 35 years. The phrase affirmative action was first used by President John F. Kennedy to describe a temporary remedy to create opportunities for underrepresented groups to fully participate in the economy after centuries of exclusion. Supporters of these programs, generally in education and employment, point to the need to remedy past wrongs, including slavery, discriminatory laws, and educational segregation. Opponents argue that preferencing certain racial groups over others is unconstitutional reverse discrimination, and that such programs benefit groups that do not have a history of legal discrimination in the U.S. Legal challenges to race-based preferences have played out most prominently in admissions to selective public universities, where spots are prized because they are less expensive than other colleges. The 1978 landmark reverse discrimination case involved Alan Bakke, a white male who had been rejected twice by the medical school at the University of California at Davis. A divided majority opinion contains only one tiny island of agreement. Yes, UC Davis's admissions policy of setting aside 16 minority slots violated the Equal Protection Clause, but a college or university could fashion a flexible, holistic policy that treated race as one of many factors. Constitutionally, state actors had a compelling state interest in diversity in higher education, which could support preferencing one race over another. But large public institutions found the holistic scheme supported by the court hard to implement with tens of thousands of applicants. In 1996, the Supreme Court refused to overturn a Fifth Circuit opinion, Hopwood v. Texas, that struck down the University of Texas Law School's admissions policy, which tracked minority candidates separately. Following Hopwood, new admissions procedures at UT Law saw minority enrollment plummet. UT would eventually adopt a race-blind undergraduate admissions process that automatically admitted the top 10% of all Texas high school students to boost minority enrollment. Outside the Fifth Circuit, most universities continued to follow Bakke, but in 2003, the Supreme Court decided a pair of cases from the University of Michigan involving both undergraduate and graduate admissions. Again, a divided court reaffirmed the compelling state interest of diversity in higher education and upheld the law school's individualized holistic admissions policy that used race as a factor. However, the court struck down the undergraduate admissions policy, which awarded extra points to minority applicants. Following this murky win for race-based admissions, Texas amended its admissions policies to again use race as a factor in conjunction with the Top 10 program. Next fall, the Supreme Court will hear Fisher versus the University of Texas, which challenges Texas's new admissions program and sets the stage for the court to clarify once and for all how race can be used in university admissions. Race-based programs could be struck down altogether, or the court could be forced to articulate exactly what a constitutional program must look like. Interestingly, in 1950, Herman Sweat, an African American, first sued UT Law School, because no black applicants were allowed to be admitted under Texas law, and there was no separate but equal law school. Mr. Sweat won. This is Christine Hurt.